It's Tuesday, July 24th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Death rates for moms taking the abortion pill RU486 are 3 times that of surgical abortions over 16 years of use, according to a new report from the FDA. So far, there have been 22 recorded deaths for those moms taking the pill, along with the 3.4 million babies killed by the pill. That makes for 155,000 times the babies killed by the pill than mothers killed by the pill. Wisdom tells us, "Whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." Proverbs 8:35-36. The Roman Catholic Church has been shamed again in America as gross revelations surface concerning alleged sexual abuse surrounding a U.S. cardinal. Theodore McCarrick served the Roman Catholic Church as bishop or archbishop for 30-plus years. The New York Times published a front-page article reporting on multiple victims testifying to the cardinal's alleged sins of homosexuality. Japan has suffered from a deadly heat wave. In the city of Kumagaya, near Tokyo, the temperatures hit 106 degrees Fahrenheit. Since July 9th, a total of 44 Japanese have died from heat exposure. Republicans are favored to grab a U.S. Senate seat or two from the Democrats in the 2018 elections this fall, according to recent polls. Real Clear Politics put 7 Democratic seats as toss-ups and 4 Republican seats as toss-ups. U.S. home sales dropped off in June. It was a seasonally adjusted 0.6% drop over the previous month, according to the National Association of Realtors. A contributing factor may be that the median house price has increased 5.2% year over year. The average house price in America is now $276,000. The California State Supreme Court has stopped a proposition on the November ballot that would have split the state into 3 separate states. Once again, the Lord has protected free speech for pro-lifers in New York, reports Life News. U.S. District Judge Carol Bagley Amon has denied an injunction against 13 pro-life Christians who share the gospel and counsel women on the public sidewalks outside of New York's largest abortion business. Psalm 37, verse 28 tells us that the Lord will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. The demise of the American liberal media continues unabated. Pew Research reports that 36% of U.S. newspapers and 23% of digital news outlets have experienced layoffs in 15 months between January of 2017 and April of 2018. And an Indiana University study found that 80% of American journalists who disclosed their party affiliation were Democrat in 2014. That's up from 70% calling themselves Democrat in 2001 and 58% calling themselves Democrat in 1971. Memorial Presbyterian Church, a PCA church in St. Louis, Missouri, is moving ahead with plans to host a homosexual conference. The Revoice Conference website says the goal of the conference is to, quote, support, encourage, and empower, end quote, LGBT Christians. Despite urging from Christian leaders to cancel the event, the Revoice Conference apparently is on schedule to begin Thursday night at 7 p.m. An 11-year-old boy, William Malis, has just graduated from St. Petersburg College in Florida. Having learned algebra at the age of 4, Malis told Bay News 9 he's looking to pursue his master's and doctorate degrees now because he says, quote, I want to prove to the world that God does exist through science, end quote. Romans 1:19-20 says, what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign as the August 3rd deadline to raise $30,000 draws ever closer to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Tom in Kalamazoo, Michigan, for his one-time donation of $100. And our team is grateful to God for Marcus in College Station, Texas, and Tammy in Marinette, Wisconsin, both of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months. Their three donations totaled $700. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $19,297 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 64.3% of our goal. We need just 8 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 17 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 4 more Worldview listeners to help financially by my newscast on Wednesday? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.